Well, members of panel, WTO chairs, advisory board members, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. In keeping with the general spirit of this event, let me begin by observing that the idea that men of learning can help us better steer the ship of state has a long provenance. Historians tell us that the practice of appointing men to office based on academic qualifications can be traced back to ancient China over 2,000 years ago. In many civilizations, scholars hold a place of honor and authority. So it makes eminent sense that we have learned quite a lot from the authors of the book Connecting to Global Markets, Challenges and Opportunities, both about the challenges they see in integrating to the global economy and their policy perspectives. The experiences and the lessons drawn in many chapters should be shared more widely with the international trade and development community. And collecting them in this book serves that purpose. We have also profited from the stimulating discussion of our valued panel members who speak from many different perspectives: developed country, developing country, academic community, and multilateral institution. Two of the challenges identified in the book and also taken up during the panel discussion that particularly interests me is that of diversification. For commodity and natural resources exporters, and of upgrading for countries which are now involved in the global supply chain but are at lower rank of the ladder. The chapters in the book that deal with these issues all suggest that governments have a valuable role to play in fostering diversification and upgrading. Obviously, more trade opening and the lowering of trade costs, those issues that we deal with in this organization, have a part to play. The question in my mind is, what other policies will be needed and how to make them as complementary as possible to the market opening and the trade cost-reducing work of the WTO? In this context, some of the current ideas among economists of soft industrial policies, which involve government, industry, and cluster-level private organizations, working together on interventions that can directly increase productivity, might prove to be the way forward. The other idea I have taken from the book and the discussions is the value of bringing an analytical perspective to issues of trade and development, and the contribution that the WTO is making in this regard. As the Director General pointed out in his welcome remarks, this kind of thinking is urgently needed as we in the WTO forge the post-Bali work program. For me, it is validation of having some of our technical assistance programs, such as WTO Chairs program, tailored to academics in developing countries. One of the goals of the WTO's Aid for Trade initiative is to remedy supply side constraints faced by developing countries. I think for many of us, supply-side constraints are synonymous with lack of trade-related infrastructure, low labor productivity, high cost of credit, and so on. But it is also reflected in scarcity of people with the kind of training and capacity that can inform policymaking. It may interest you to know that the Secretariat will be making another contribution, albeit in a more direct form to the trade and the development discussion. When we release the 2014 World Trade Report in the middle of this year, I hope I have whetted your appetite sufficiently. Although my role in this book launching ceremony is to officially close the event, we are not closing or ending the WTO's relationship with the chairs, nor with the advisory board members. The advisory board members will continue to provide advice to the program, this time to a new group of WTO chairs. We will still be involved with the current chairs, although not in the same way as in the past. Sustainability is a critical indicator of the success of WTO chairs program. We have tried to build it into the program from the very start, partly by making financial assistance time-bound. For the next set of chairs, we will be making further improvement to the program along these lines. We are realistically confident about sustainability of the WTO chairs program, and it is with this perspective that I look forward to hearing about the chair's future achievement in the WTO-related research, teaching, and outreach. As you can see, this has been a well-attended event. I would like to express my appreciation to all divisions from around the Secretariat, the Information and External Relations Division, the Institute of Training and Technical Cooperation, the Economic Research and Statistics Division, who have worked together to bring this about. Finally, I would like to thank all those present here for your participation. I wish you a very good day. I thank you.